It's Ruckus number 7. We have special guests today, very special guests. We have Dirty Deborah Harry, Recky, and Trixie Taboo from the OC Roller Girls from the Psycho Ex-Girlfriends.
Ow! Yay. That's right! Yes.
We're very excited to have our first in-studio guests ever.
Woohoo!
We're very excited to be here.
Well, awesome. So I'm going to jump right into it, and we're going to give you guys some news. All right? I have a very cute news story, and I have a news story that is not so cute. So you try to guess which one this is.
Okay.
Startled woman.
Cute.
Wakes up with ejaculate in her hair on an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Apparently, a 21-year-old Harris County woman is filing a lawsuit against the airline because a passenger changed seats while she was asleep, decided to sit down next to her, start jacking off, and she woke up during the process and was afraid and nervous, and so she looks out the window. And as she's looking out the window as a nervous gesture, she starts running her fingers through her hair.
Right.
And there's a surprise.
Oh, it's gnarly.
See, I just think it's all in how she interprets that. I mean, seriously, at some level or at some age, you're just going to be like, that's a compliment. I mean, someone took
the effort
to change seats. Look at you, have a moment. I mean, you know, it's not all bad. I'm just saying. It's like when guys stop hooting at you on the street.
Right,
you know,
maybe
at first you're offended, and after a while you're kind of bummed.
At first you're like, I'm going to sue the people who poured the pavement here for me to walk on this sidewalk.
Later on you're like, please, someone hoot at me.
Don't the logistics of it sound a little weird? I mean, was she leaning way over and looking out the window?
She was laying down.
Okay, all
right. She was laying down, and then he, you know.
Yeah.
And what, in his lap?
Recky, I know that you're kind of like, you're a nice girl, but you don't know, this stuff is like projectile. He could have been doing it from 3 seats over.
That's hot.
He could have been saving up since his last trip.
Yeah.
And who knows how long that would have been.
Frequent flyer.
And then I wonder to the extent to which she deserved that for not saying anything to the guy about
it.
Hey,
she should be happy he didn't get her in the face.
Maybe
he actually missed.
Maybe he thought she was stroking her hair to kind of show him how she would stroke his penis.
Right.
You know? Maybe like a little bit of
maybe
this.
Maybe she was working it in because she had dry hair. Who knows?
At least he didn't stain her dress.
Seriously. Yeah.
I actually think that she was legitimately unhappy.
Yeah.
Well, she needs to change her point of view.
Yeah.
Glass was half full on that one.
Yeah. All right, so
that was icky.
That was not the cute story.
No, not cute.
Here is another story. So when you're a Buddhist, you do a prayer gesture. And, which, you know, looks like other prayer gestures. That's not it. Where you get on your knees and you put your hands together, you know, and you ask for whatever, or you say that you're thankful or whatever. So there's this Buddhist temple that has a dog.
I saw that too.
Did you?
Oh my God.
A little chihuahua. Let me show you the picture.
Aww. Not cute. No. That's cute.
And he found ejaculate in his fur.
Nice.
Maybe that's what he was praying for.
No, we'll post the picture on our website, but it's a little dog who actually learned to mimic the prayer stance of the Buddhist just by hanging out with them.
That's
I
cool.
love that. They need to give him the little saffron robes now.
Yeah, right.
Shave his head. Awesome.
There you go.
Well, if you look at it, he's got like a little belt or something.
He's got some kind of leash or something, yeah.
Yeah, he's tied to the wall, and they're just pulling him. Time to pray.
The dog's actually dead.
Yeah.
They just brought him up.
So, yeah, little praying dog. little
movies. It's cute. I think both stories are cute.
Yeah.
Thanks.
They're at least very
makes
special.
Makes me want to fly.
Yeah. It makes me want to ejaculate. Yeah.
Yeah. All I know is the next time I get on a plane, I'm going to be eyeballing the guy next to me.
Just like, look,
not in the hair. Not in the hair. I'll kill you.
Yeah, next time you change seats.
Or maybe they're going to have to give women some kind of, like, guard, you know, like a raincoat type thing. You just hold up next to you. Just saying.
Hey, Kemp, would you like a pillow? Or would you like a cum guard?
No, I would like a jizz guard. It says American Airlines on it. It's got a Target. Boy, we could just go on for hours about this. Thanks so much for the praying dog.
Yeah, that guy pales in the shadow of the dude who jizzes in women's hair on the airplane. It's the pilot, actually, is the funny part.
Yeah.
He just shoots it straight up and then goes fast.
Stewardesses are dodging it.
Special privilege for first class.
Talking about the safety instructions, just let it like whiz by him.
Too bad women can't do that, or can they?
I don't know.
I've seen it in porn.
I've heard people say it can happen.
Yeah,
hasn't happened to me yet.
That's not right.
Something to
effects.
Work on. It's a goal.
Something to aspire to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We also have a. We'll move on.
Yes, right. Please. Let's move on.
No, we haven't exasperated. We haven't exhausted that topic enough.
We usually do a couple new stories. Let me go.
We'll move on. Okay, our music today is from the Saturdays, and we're going.
And it's not the Saturdays, like the day of the week. It's the Saturdays, like I'm sadder today than yesterday. It's important to know how to spell that because it's a word.
Yeah, it's like Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's a sad day.
Yeah.
So, the Saturdays, and the song that we're going to hear is called "Get You Back," and they have a website. Well, they have a MySpace site. It's like a website for poor people.
Certainly.
It's www.myspace.com/thesaturdaysaredead. SADDER. The Saturdays are dead.
It's happy.
Yeah. So let's take a second and we'll hear the song.
Great.
Woo.
would the topic be?
Ejaculation.
Yes, it's always the topic.
Maybe we should everybody say hello so that the listeners can have a voice distinction.
That is a brilliant idea.
Type thing.
Hi, yeah. I'm Justin.
And I'm Rachel.
This is The Ruckus. Welcome to the show. We're halfway done.
I'm Dirty Deborah Harry.
Wrecky. Yow!
And Trixie.
Oh.
Speaking of which, our friends Steph and Rachel have been discussing them getting involved with the roller derby. That's our topic. Should I announce it?
I think we've announced it like five times by now. We're good.
Roller derby is our topic. So, Rachel and Steph have both expressed interest in joining or participating. And the one thing that seems to be the big hurdle to overcome when you first get involved is picking your name and then looking to see that fucking name is already taken, no matter how clever you think you are.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Dirty's got a great story behind that.
My first two names I wanted were taken. And I thought there was no way in hell someone could have thought up these names. I just thought
how could anybody else be as clever as you are,
no,
right?
Seriously. Yeah,
how could that happen?
tell me.
I wanted to be Chastity Belts.
Oh, nice. That's nice. Yeah.
Or Olivia Neutron Bomb.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's awesome.
That name was taken?
Olivia Neutron Bomb. Man. Who thinks of these things?
Let me tell you the one that I thought of that was taken. Nadia coming at ya.
That's nice. A good one.
What are the fucking chances?
That's a good one.
Okay.
For 4 days, my brother and I went back and forth on the phone for 4 days until he finally called me up and was like, I've got it. Dirty Deborah Harry. And that was it.
So it's perfect. It goes with the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your name came from your brother?
Yeah.
So you can't even claim the cleverness.
No, not for that one, no. Hey, Olivia Neutron Bomb, it doesn't get any better.
That's pretty awesome.
I love that one.
Do you guys have name stories?
I came with my name. All my friends back home called me Wrecky, so it just kind of was natural. But they like to call me Wrecky Balls, all the derby girls.
Oh, that's cute.
I have a small infatuation with the male genitalia. So they call me Wrecky Balls.
My twin sister and I, we decided we were going to work with all T's because of the word twin, and we started skating together, and it was going to be about us as a pair, and so we got the dictionary out, and we started looking through T words, and it took forever, and we were like, oh, and then we were like, no, it doesn't quite work, all these random T words, and we came across taboo, and we're like, oh, we love
you
it.
You just didn't look far enough to testicle.
Seriously. What was I thinking?
You could have been Tess to Coles. And she could have been Jen Itals. Or something like
we'll
that.
We'll have
whatever.
To call her. And it went from
it's
there.
It's Jen and Tess.
Yeah. No, I take it back. You are completely clever.
Yeah.
Those are wonderful names.
I'm not real busy at work during the day, so I spend a lot of time thinking up these things.
So is your sister on the team also?
Tootsie is away for a while at law school, trying to pretend to be smart.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm.
She's learning the bend and snap.
She's so funny because she calls me all the time. We're really close. And I'm like, oh, explain law school. And she's like, well, it's like when Reese did this, but harder.
Yeah.
All the time. Every day. It's just like that.
I love that.
Let me give you some more names. All right? These are names that Steph came up with. She's actually a little bit blind in one eye.
She should totally skip.
Yeah, exactly.
We could use that to an advantage.
Yeah. So she came up with Helen Killer.
Yeah, that's taken.
Already taken. Yeah.
Thank you. Try again.
Mary Lou Rotten.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Well, there's a Mary Lou Reffin.
So yeah, well, she's a ref. Yeah. People ref because they can't skate. Next.
So true.
Rachel came up with Voldemort.
Nice.
Harry Potter.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
For Steph, we came up with Steph UCK.
Stefuck.
Dun, dun. It took a while, but I got there.
The Hamburglar.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's rad.
Apparently there is the Jamburglar.
That's funny. Oh.
That's cute.
Little Orphan Anarchy.
Nice.
That's cute.
And Stinky.
Just lay it out there.
I like the last one. Just it's Simple.
Memorable.
Call me Stinky.
We could be calling you, come on, Stinks, yeah.
Well, people call me Dirty. So, of course, I'd be like, Stinky, get over there. And they're like, Stinky, Dirty, get on the floor now. I'm like, where's Rotten?
When we saw you guys play, it was actually our first time ever going to a roller derby game. Was that the first one you went to?
Yep, my first one.
So it was the first game that we ever saw. And I would say that immediately, Dirty, you captured our hearts and imaginations. And I think there was one point where you came out from
the penalty box?
From penalty.
I believe so, yes.
You came out from penalty and then hit somebody and then did a lap back into
the penalty box. Yeah.
Yeah. And as passing, hands up, both sides.
I've decided that because the refs have gotten increasingly more particular. I mean, it's roller derby. It's not baseball.
It's not corporate America.
Yeah, it's
really
supposed to be.
Don't get me started.
You know, it's crazy sport. It's not a typical sport, right? It's full contact. And when I hit, half the time it's legal and I get penalties just because they don't know what they're seeing because the other girl's flying off the floor. It's not my fault she can't stay on her skates, right? It is not my fault she goes into the, you know, the audience.
Wait,
it's really not my fault. I try. But then they want to throw me in the box. So I've decided to celebrate the penalties. I'm not even scared of it or hate it anymore. I'm just like, the girl goes down, boom, I'm in the box. Yay! It's like, you know, I don't even fight it anymore.
Well, maybe what we should do is very briefly kind of give people an idea of what roller derby is like. Because here was my introduction before I got there. Mm-hmm. It's cute girls that hit each other. That's everything
that
I heard.
Are you trying to say we're not cute?
Actually, I think our feelings are hurt. I believe that Josh said smoking hot girls.
Oh, yeah.
Like, was actually what Josh said.
Yeah.
Wait, I need to know what game you witnessed.
The last one. That you got kicked out of.
Oh, yeah, that was
the
last
one.
Yeah,
the one where you got ejected.
Oh, that one. Oh, all right.
Ejaculated, should I say, from the game.
I think I know we're going to call this episode.
Yeah, Trixie has now joined the ranks of people being kicked out of games.
What was the offense?
Well, I think it was technically tripping in the penalty box. Technically.
She baseball slid into some girl and, like, took her out.
I can't help it if she didn't see me.
Exactly. You know?
There's no rule says that you cannot slide.
Right.
Into the penalty box.
I thought I saw tons of people sliding into the penalty box. I thought that was part of the fun.
Trixie just tries to make it a good show. You know, we do it for the fans. And if you take someone out by the ankles...
Well, turns out you get taken out by the
ankles. This is a sport where you have to be paying attention at all times. It doesn't matter where you are.
So you said that it was described to you as smoking hot girls being violent or whatnot. And mm-hmm. So were you, did you like what you saw or you were like, not
no,
so much?
I loved it. We were like, we have to go back. We have to see this again. And now I get that it's smoking hot girls being violent. Going like merry-go-round style.
Yeah.
And now one of them has 73 points.
Yeah. Even we don't even know how to score even half the time. We just look up at the thing and be like, holy shit, we're winning. Or, oh my God, we're getting our asses kicked. And then we're like, okay, whatever, penalties. Rack them up. After a while, we were getting our butts kicked so bad that we didn't even care. It was totally like about the show.
In that particular game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. After a while, you're like,
fun.
We're so not going to catch up, so now it's just time to be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was the... Who did you play?
We played...
The Block Steady.
Block Steady from the Angel City Derby Girls.
All right. And what's coming up?
We are going to...
The big one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First weekend in April up in Davis, California. There's Derby Girls from all over California, I think... Arizona?
No, it's just...
Is it just California?
Like 14 leagues from California.
In a tournament?
Yeah.
In Davis, of all places?
Yeah. Wow. Well, Sacramento area roller derby is really big. I think because in certain areas of the country, Probably like Ohio. There's still like a lot of roller rinks because there isn't a lot of competing things to do. Whereas real estate prices are really high here, so they can't afford to have a huge 25,000 square foot place for a roller rink, right? But in these other areas, smaller towns, they have the ability to have those rinks still stay in business.
And nothing else to
do. And there's nothing else to do except blow or whatever. So those girls skate all the time. So there's actually, yeah, in the smaller towns, there's actually a lot. And then we're going to, where are we going?
San Diego.
San Diego, then New Orleans,
oh,
and then
sweet.
Vegas.
Awesome. When's San Diego coming out?
April 19th.
Wow, cool. Look at you in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So where can we go to see this roster of events?
OCRollerGirls.com.
Cool.
Do you have any interesting injury stories? Have you? How many bones have you broken?
On other people?
Either way.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody took a turn. I'm like,
I have never broken anything, but I have been somewhat of a catalyst of other people's broken bones.
I busted a girl's rib.
It's true.
Tearing by you.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
I hit Lizzie Lightning and she broke her ankle. I swear that wasn't my fault. Reggie hurt my elbow, though. Check this stuff out.
Sweet.
Oh, do you see the black?
Yeah, it's green. It's green.
See that?
That's pretty.
Wow. Yeah, Reggie did that.
Yeah,
that's
like halfway down your arm. That's hot. That's amazing.
That's a good one.
That's awesome.
It's like way yellow.
I fucked up dirty. That's my claim to fame.
Messed me up.
No broken bones yet, knock on wood. I sprained, I've hurt my knee before. I have bursitis in my knee now. Mm. It's also called housewife's knee, so maybe it wasn't from derby. Don't know. And then I sprained my AC joint in my shoulder.
But you can get these injuries bar hopping.
Exactly.
It's not like...
Yeah.
The more you hit, the more you do it, the less likely you're going to get hurt.
Mm. Bar hopping on a pogo stick, you might get these injuries.
And when's that going on?
That does sound like fun. That's a good idea.
I fractured a kneecap.
She did.
Last July. That was fun.
She just aggravated an old sex injury. Now, seriously, people don't get hurt as much as you would think they get hurt. Like,
you really don't.
And it's really, really like full contact, but we wear a lot of gear.
And usually if you get hurt, it's, I think, in the beginning. Or people that aren't...
When you're learning, usually.
Old pussies.
That's the worst time to get hurt. Because then you're like, oh, fuck this.
It weeds out the
depends.
Pussies.
Yeah. Or you're like, because other girls don't care.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hurt, I'm back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or some girls, they just fall down and they stay down. And they think they're hurt, but they're really not. They're like, they're very dramatic about it. And there's other girls, you get hit in the face, like Ruthless, and you just get up and you keep skating.
With your broken nose.
Yeah, most of the time I saw people, they'd go down and get right back up. Like,
you
immediately
get used to it.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, after a while.
Yeah, if you don't get right back up, you'll get trampled or you're skated over.
It's not long before they come back.
Kicked in the ribs and the back. Yeah.
What do your parents say when you tell them about derby? Or have your parents come to a game?
Heck yeah.
Mine are super supportive.
Nobody.
Yours are not supportive.
No, they're not supportive. It's just something else that I'm doing.
I don't think mine have missed a game. They've been at every game.
My parents have been at every game, but my parents were champion skaters.
Oh, cool!
My parents would come to games if they didn't live 3,000 miles away. They came to see me when I went home to visit. I skated with the Gem City Roller Girls, and they came to practice and watch me skate. So
they're supportive.
My parents are into it.
Like, so are mine,
really
yeah.
I've seen your folks at the game. They're into it.
I get
your
advice.
Dad's giving me advice.
I'm like, okay, Dad.
I love it.
We're crossing
your
the line.
Your mom tells me stuff to do. I love it. Yeah, my parents totally coach from the side.
Her dad's line. Awesome.
Yeah, my dad's come and coached before.
Oh, sweet.
What are you doing with that little girl's notebook?
we're getting nervous with the pink notebook.
I bought this in Guatemala. And with my limited Spanish, I'm like, I need a book of paper.
That's hilarious.
And so she's like,
this is like a shop. This is a stall. This is a stall that is full of nothing but school supplies. It's the only thing she sold,
and
right?
I'm like, surely you must have a notebook. And she gave me a really confused look. She's like, you want the notebook? And I'm like,
Yeah, like the DVD?
No, like this notebook, this pink notebook with the little Asian girls jumping and playing with a cat.
Yeah.
She's like...
You're like, and I came all the way to Guatemala for
that. Like, you guys have...
God sent me.
The best notebooks at the lowest, most affordable prices.
You should have bought those in bulk.
No, but we do have questions for you guys that we wrote at the bar with our friends.
Thanks for inviting me to the bar.
We didn't want you to answer our questions while we were there. How do we advertise on your butt?
That's an easy one.
That's a great question.
Money.
Yeah, money, pretty much. There are two different ways you can advertise on our ass.
Or we should say assertize.
Assertize. Yes. Nice.
Nice. That has a sophisticated ring to it, in fact.
You can do the sneak a peek, which is cheaper, which means that we'll put your name of your business or your name on our ass, and we'll wear those panties, those hot pants, underneath our skirts. Or if you're like Trixie here and just rocks the panties and the tank top, little hot shorts, you can have your name on her ass shown at all times during our bouts for the season.
Or other places we go prior to about, like 7-Eleven.
Right. Or, you know, Albertsons to go get some water. You look like a total slut. It's a good time.
Yeah. Wherever. You walk to the bout on the freeway.
So you can buy roller girls' asses.
Now the walk along the side of the freeway,
yeah.
Is that an additional charge?
Yeah, seriously.
Can the lead jammer, in fact, pump up the jam?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what I do. You know, like when we were losing really badly, and I was lead jammer, but still not scoring any points. Every time I went past the audience, he'd be like raising my hands, like, "Come on,
do a little raise a roof."
Yeah, trying to you know, liven it up.
Right.
Even though
doing a little head spin.
Even though we may not be scoring,
a little bit of a little shopping cart on the way over, a little cabbage patch. Yeah. Get it?
Do a little Sorry. Someone
listeners.
Will describe that to you later.
What is your favorite flavor of jam?
I like Knott's Berry Farm jam. I like that sugar-free stuff.
No.
But that's not a flavor. It has to be sugar-free.
And it has to not have anything that's clumpy in it.
Oh, I like it when there's plenty of seeds. You got to dig out of your teeth later.
No.
So sugarful and very smooth.
It's the jam versus preservatives argument.
What's that other stuff that's not a jam, but it's marmalade, baby? Marmalade!
The rest of these questions kind of go into nonsense from here.
I think that we had more beers at that point.
Yeah, the very linear, you know, on-topic ones. Of
challenge
jam.
Us.
Okay, what is your plan?
What is my plan? To take over the world.
That's an admirable one.
You know, I've never been the kind of girl that really wants
got
to get married.
In your ear.
No, I am definitely that kind of girl. I've never been the kind of girl that really wants to get married,
right.
Or especially get married for money.
How about just divorce?
Not really my thing.
I'm gonna go straight for the divorce.
But playing roller derby, if I could marry for money and just play roller derby all day long,
I
would
do
that.
I would be a whore for skinny.
So my plan is to win the lottery, or for OCRG to win the lottery. So that I can just, all I have to do for the rest of my life is skate and derby related things.
That'd be awesome.
I'm only marrying for money if he also carries my heavy skate bag around.
That's true.
I'm tired of carrying it.
Well, that's a given. You gotta have that.
Is there, what is the future for roller derby? I mean, are there people making money doing it?
Roller derby's gonna get huge because Drew Barrymore is making a movie out of it.
Whip it.
And I'm like into it and not into it at the same time. Like, I love Drew Barrymore and I love Cameron Diaz and all those girls, and they're totally cool. And I'm sure Drew's gonna make a super cute movie because that's what she does. But I'm also afraid of the outcome of taking something that's kind of underground and totally cool and then giving it that quasi-Disney spin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because her and Cameron Diaz and that, what's that other chick's name, Christina Applegate? They could make a cute movie. Yeah, but they're totally cool. They're like the girlfriends you totally want to hang out with. They're cool. But they could
They're not derby girls.
Yeah, and they could take it and make it super goofy, and we're going to have to deal with the aftermath, which is going to be every kooky chick out there is like, oh, I want to play roller derby. It's going to be great. And you're going to... They're going to come, and more than likely, they're going to get tossed
on their
ass.
We'll just lay them out, and they'll never come back.
They won't come back. It's fine. But, I mean, you want people, you want your sport to grow, and you want it to be great, but then you also don't want it to just be stripped of everything that makes it, you know,
and you
a great sport.
The public to have a skewed vision of what they think they are going to see or what it is when it's not that.
I want it to be like the NFL. I want stats. I want my own cards. I want sponsors.
And groupies. You want groupies.
And, yeah, okay. I want to get laid.
The bottom line. The more the rules are inflicted on it. You know what I mean? And then pretty soon we'll all be wearing the same uniform.
No, fuck that. I refuse.
Right now,
I just don't see that happening.
I refuse.
That's what's really great about it.
I am anti-matching. It's not cheerleading
just,
and
like,
it's not
all
tennis.
All of a sudden we're all in Nike gear. And like we're all like
no,
you know,
no. Mm-mm.
That's how it works though. Like I used to work for the Aggressive Skaters Association doing inline skate competitions, and they were like sponsored by Nike.
Yeah.
And although the skaters themselves all dress however they wanted to dress, but you know,
you
there was big banners that said Nike and shit everywhere.
That's cool.
And, you know.
That's cool because if they want to give us money,
yeah,
we love them. Go Nike, love stuff.
And you get free shit too.
I love free stuff. You have no idea. I'm like, I want to be a freegan. I love free stuff. DirtyDeborahHarry.com. No. Here's my phone number. Send me some free stuff. Yeah, I like free shit. Anyway. next question?
I have a question.
Go.
I want to ask a question.
Go.
Okay, here we go. So we saw the LA Derby dolls or whatever.
Right.
Cookies. Yes. And the announcer was saying that they don't wear stoppers on their skates and they skate backwards. And I'm wondering if that
they
really...
think they're cooler than they
I mean, how is that an advantage necessarily to the actual sport? I mean, does it really do anything?
Yeah. Let's let Derby have this one.
The thing is, they say they don't wear stoppers and they skate backwards. Okay. We skate backwards. We skate all directions. That doesn't matter. People who say that they don't wear toe stops, it's generally because they don't understand what toe stops are and the function of. Toe stops are a tool. They're not meant necessarily just for stopping. You can pivot on off them, jump off them.
Run on them.
Run on them. All sorts of things. If you don't wear toe stops, it's a choice. But if you do wear toe stops, knowing how to utilize them to make your skating better is great. It's they think because they've been taught that it's somehow you're like, oh, I need this to help me skate. No, they just don't understand how it can be useful. Mm. So, and the guy's talking about it, dude. If you're not skating, you probably don't know what you're talking about.
They're good for kicking girls in the ribs with.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was a figure skater, so I know how to use my toe stops. And every girl who skates in our ring... In our league, if they're using their toe stops, they know how to use them. It's not any... And it's no big deal. You can take them out and, you know... It's not like, ooh, I just drove my car with three wheels. you know. It's not... It doesn't make you a better skater because you can skate without your toe stops. It's just silly.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like she's trying to make it sound like they're more hardcore than everybody else because they...
You know. Yeah,
so, no. But, I hear what you're saying with that. It would make sense
to
have them.
If you know how to use them.
Yeah.
It's just a tool. It's a tool in our arsenal of weapons. You know.
I think that that announcer, does every team have their own personal announcer?
Sometimes they change.
Because I think that she was actually affiliated with that team.
Yes. She was. It was PETA.
Love PETA.
Tough cookie biased announcing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But we're big fans of Tough Cookies. We love them.
And we love PETA.
Yeah, PETA's awesome.
Cool.
She would, her and Hannah Grenade.
She's cool. Just because she don't know what she's talking about when it comes to toe stop. I still love her.
And I guess you guys, you skate on the flat track and they do the bank track.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, what's the deal? What's the difference? Why does it matter? And is there a choice?
Well, one thing with the bank track's cool because it looks cool, and you can use the force of the track to hit people and to go faster, and it looks really cool when you smack someone into the railing and they go over the railing. One of the issues with bank track that I don't like is that with bank track, you can generally only other play people that have a bank track. So that limits you to like 4 people.
It's expensive
in the country
to build it really and to house it. If we play flat track, we can play anywhere. We can play outside in the parking lot. We can play at a rink. We can play in a parking structure. Anywhere that's flat, you can just play. It's hard when you have to house it, build it, maintenance for it.
And the future of roller derby is flat track, hands down.
Flat track is different too because in the bank track, they're using the centrifugal force to help them go around, where we don't have that aid. We have to push the entire time around the track. We have to get around the track on our own force instead of just skating fast and then coasting the corners because the track enables you to whip around on the corners really fast.
And that's the same when we hit people. We have to use the force, the momentum that we build.
We have to use
and not
the force.
The track.
Yeah, that force, people.
Oh, I wonder if anybody has a Star Wars name. I would love that. That would make me so happy. That's all.
Well, there is like
Princess Labia. Princess Labia.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I still think Guadalupe is the best derby.
That's fun.
But I'm very white, and I couldn't get away with Guadalupe.
That might be a fun contradiction.
I hope somebody lubes me, though.
Every once in a while when you guys are playing, you do this thing where one girl will grab another girl's hand, and is this the whip?
It's a whip.
Or this is the whip? Mm-hmm. This is the whip?
It's a whip.
Is that effective?
Extremely. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like coming out of a pack, trying to score points, and seeing Dirty there holding her hands out saying, I'll help you! And you're like, thank the fucking Lord, because I'm not going to make it on my own. There's nothing more helpful than a good whip.
Do you?
That sounded nice, huh?
Well, that's romantic. So, what position do each of you... Does it rotate every time, or does everybody fulfill every position on the track, or how does that work?
Sometimes.
People keep on getting kicked out of the game, and in the penalty box.
Bullshit, let's just say
and
that.
And Recky's left. No. Yeah. Most of us have positions that we play the majority of the time, but the psychos, Dirty is our captain, and she teaches us to be ambidextrous, so to speak, with all of the positions.
I teach you to be bisexual.
Dirty likes us to know all the positions.
There's basically 4 blockers for each team in the pack, and then there's 2 jammers, one from each team, and they score points. So when the blockers get together and form a pack, it's 4 blockers each team, 8 skaters. They take off. The second whistle blows, the jammers take off. It's their objective to get through the pack and then to lap the pack. Every opposing player they pass, they score a point. So within that pack, you have what's called the pivot, which is the leader of the other jammers.
The brain.
Yeah.
She's like
and
the smart
one.
And
that pivot skates in the front. They're kind of like in basketball, what would they be? Your point guard?
Yeah.
Point guard.
Yeah.
Basically your point guard. And then you have your inside blocker and your outside blocker and then your back blocker, which is your 4, which... So the back blocker should be the person who is running down the opposing jammer and hitting and whatnot.
Dirty usually plays in the back.
Yeah.
Trixie, too.
Yeah.
And then I usually play in the front as pivot.
Smarty pants.
And then we all take turns jamming, or at least we're going to
sure,
this season.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Trixie and I just like to hit people.
Yeah. So much better.
Hit people, get back in the back. Hit someone, get back in the back. Hit someone, go in the penalty box for your break.
Take a minute,
go
rest.
Go back out, hit, get in the penalty box, take a break.
So get kicked out of
repeat.
The game.
Oh. Repeat, drink beer.
So say you're skating and you're doing your thing, and you see, like, this huge woman coming at you, and you know she's going to slam you. Like, is there anything you could do to prepare for that?
Absolutely. Get low. Bend your knees, get low.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of times some people will knock you over.
A lot of times they're big, but they may be slow.
Mm-hmm. And they'll just fly over you.
If you're agile, you know, you can pull back and let her go in front of you, or get really low and let her go over the top of you.
That lowers your center of gravity, too.
Yeah, so I mean, basically, you just need to look and react. You can't sit there and look and think, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's coming?
And plus
I'm about to get nailed.
And then you're on the floor.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit. No, but if they're really big and you get low, chances are they can't get that low. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that like makes those, because they're not as tall. Yeah, I mean they're taller.
Yeah, they're usually not as capable of
agile.
They can't get up and down real quick. Hopefully.
Yeah, and if you're smaller, you have an advantage because hopefully you'll be faster and wiry. You know, you get out of the way.
I don't know what team this girl was on, but there is this one girl that was so thin and so small, and like I was like biting my nails the whole time. Like, oh my
if they're
God,
small, as
die.
Long as they're fast and agile, they'll be fine, totally fine. So you don't have to be big to play roller derby. Mm.
Now, here's a question. Speaking of being fast and agile, we had an interesting game within the game. I guess that's called a meta game. As we were watching, and we were trying to decide which roller girls, not just from your game, but from the one before and after, who were the smokers on the team.
Oh yeah,
because you would see them kind of like not stopping the jam, but kind of clutching themselves a little bit when they got through the pack or something. And I know I saw at least one person outside smoking a cigarette.
Yeah,
mommy. He caught my
delicious. How many do we have on our team?
A few. Allie smokes.
Allie.
Mommy.
Anyone else? It's less, I mean, girls are quitting left and right.
Strychnine just quit. Dirty quit.
I was a fun party smoker. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I quit after our roller con in Las Vegas last year. Because it was like immersion therapy. We were in the Imperial Palace, you know, top-notch hotel on the Vegas Strip. Mm-hmm. And it just reeks. It's like walking into...
Ohio.
Yeah. And it was disgusting. 2 days of that, and I was like, okay, no more smoking. Yeah. No more smoking.
Yeah, I don't smoke anymore either. And when I was in the Imperial Palace, it was like, I just smoke crack. That's all. But when we were in the Imperial Palace, it was like I was smoking cigarettes the whole time. Yeah. From the secondary smoke, it was just nasty.
It was.
But it was a lot of fun.
Wear like a respirator, you know, next time.
I think it's actually worse for people who have smoked and then stopped. You
know what I mean?
Because like,
totally agree.
Yeah, it's a vile feeling to smell cigarette smoke.
I just had this image of the respirator became like the new fashion accessory for me. And it's like got rhinestones on it.
It's all
bedazzled.
It's all bedazzled. Trixie, bedazzle that thing right up. Throw some leopard on it.
Seriously, could you imagine just walking in that hotel and then people are looking at you and you're like, what? You don't smell it? Someone just farted.
Or just rock. I'm going to rock a full on gas mask.
Yeah, like Vietnam style. You know, oh, yeah. Luke, I am your father.
That'll get me a date.
Yeah, hey.
That actually might get you a date.
That would get you a date.
I don't know if it's a date you really want, but
that's so true.
Gas mask, roller skates.
Baby, leave the mask on.
There's a lot going on there.
I'm a catch, you know? I don't know why people don't see it.
Awkward silence. You're not going to edit it out.
I'm going to cry myself.
You know the problem? He can't even talk right now because he's just going gas mask. Me likey.
I'm going to cry myself to sleep tonight.
Let's go to Army Navy Surplus. Okay.
We'll skate there.
Yeah.
My inner voice has a hard time forming complete sentences. Yeah. So, yeah, me likey.
You schizo.
Have you ever had a moment when you're skating that you saw somebody coming? I'm kind of shooting back a couple questions. Where somebody's coming at you and you have a moment of terror?
No. The worst part is when you don't see them coming at you and you have a moment of terror. You're on the ground and you're like, too bad I wasn't watching. I could have got out of that. Mm. I think that's more scary.
I've never had a moment of terror like when I saw someone. But I've seen it on people's faces. I turn in and I see the wide eye. Oh shit! Look, I love that.
For me, when I first started playing derby, for the first Get Lucky in March, I'd started in January of last year, and in March it was my second bout, and we played Angel City, and I was jamming. It was the first bout that I jammed in. I'd only been skating for 2 months. I definitely was terrorized by them. Yeah. I was like a ping pong ball because I was standing up straight. You know, I was still new. I didn't really know what I was doing. So, and they just beat the crap out of me. Oh. And so after the first period, you know, every time I saw them coming at me and I would just stand there and I'd be like, oh no, here they come. But now, since it's been a little while longer, I know, okay, let me get out of the way. Yeah. Or no, that bitch isn't going to catch me. You know,
but don't you always have a moment of terror? I think I have a moment of terror at least once a lap. And I'm always like, fight or flight, get down, do something, yeah, quick, save yourself. Like,
when jamming?
When I'm jamming, oh, yeah, I always have a moment of terror.
If I see the moment of terror on someone's face, I know you got him. Like, you got him. Because at that moment, they're like, oh, I'm in the moment.
Oh, shit, it's really deer in headlights.
Yeah, you got to be like two or three steps beyond that. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned the get lucky. Can you tell us about that, what that is?
Oh, get lucky is... our
the name of a bout.
Yeah, we have it once a year. It's our March bout. You guys were actually at Get Lucky too.
Oh,
that was the bout you were at. So
well,
we feel lucky. What is the thing called? What is it? Fresh meat orientation? Is that the one where you bring in the new people? Can you tell us about that in case anybody wanted to know about that or get involved?
The fresh meat orientation we have usually at least once a month. If you're interested,
like a period. If you're lucky.
If you're interested, you can go to our website at ocrollergirls.com and send us an email that you're interested. And Lawler Skates will send you information about when the next fresh meat orientation is. So what you'll do,
April 13th.
Thank you. Is you'll come to the rink. You'll learn about it, have a brief orientation about it, watch us skate. If you have skates, you can skate with us. And then everyone loves it, so you just keep coming back.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Is there anything else that you guys would like to promote? I know that Dirty Dipper Harry has you do a radio show?
Yeah. Not anymore. Okay, because she moved the show to Hollywood.
Okay.
Dude, I'm all about the LBC. I want to stay local.
Do you live in Long Beach?
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So does Trixie.
No, I was doing a radio show for, I don't know, 6 months or so.
Okay.
Totally fun. I love radio.
Is it over now?
You don't have to dress up. No, the girl's still got it going on.
Okay.
So she's cool.
But you're not doing the show anymore.
I'm not doing it. Unless I want to drag my butt up to North Hollywood every Sunday at 5 o'clock. I don't.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Is there...
Do you guys live in Long Beach?
Yeah, we
live. Like, we could walk home from here.
See?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'd do radio 24/7 if I could do that.
Well, we could walk home from here, but not with
all
the
equipment.
Hey,
when we get done, let's walk home to your house. Let's cook it. Get dirty. When are you going to come skate?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we like that. Well, you know, it's time to be brutally honest. And my brutal honest reply is that... I'm in full support of my friend Steph. She's like basically like if she could be doing it this moment, she would be. Like her eyes sparkled after she saw your competition. She kept looking at me, and there were sparkles in her eyes. I'm like, oh shit.
Was that an oh shit? You know she's going to make you do it too.
Well, no, you know she wanted me to do it because she wanted somebody to be there while she went and checked it out. I think, and I'm kind of in support of her doing that. But I've never really been a sports person, like ever. So I'm more of a hesitant. I don't really know if it's right for me because I think the people who do well are the people like Steph who've got the sparkle and they're like, oh fuck that, you know. I just want to do it really bad. If I felt that way, I'd be doing it. But I'm kind of more like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, check it out.
I'll definitely come check it out, and I'm definitely interested in finding out more about it.
There's some girls that come that have no sports background at all.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's either the girls show up, they're either really sports oriented or they're not at all.
No gray area.
There's not, well, you know, I sort of played one. No. It's either you did a serious sport or you didn't do anything.
Well, I was in the Girl Scouts. Does that count for anything?
Yeah.
I was a Girl Scout.
Cool.
When I was in first grade, they came to our school and they wanted me to be a brownie. And I went home. I was 6 years old and I went home and I was like, Mom, do I have to? Do I have to be a brownie? I really don't want to be a brownie. And it was like that end. My scouting career was cut short.
My mom was the leader. The leader. Oh, so I had no choice.
Do you still have the outfit?
Oh, I wear it every night. No.
Wait, your mom was the leader before you were a Girl Scout?
My I have an older sister.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Yeah.
She wasn't just bringing other strange kids into the house and here's how you sell a cookie.
No.
All right.
But she taught me how to sell my cookies. I can let that one go.
You know the Boy Scouts sell popcorn?
You're going to say pot.
No. Some of them do. But, yeah, I was a Boy Scout. We sold popcorn and...
Was it flavored or... plain.
It was flavored.
Oh, was it like, in the big tins?
No.
You guys didn't do well at that, huh?
No.
I've never seen a Boy Scout with
nobody
popcorn,
says,
ever.
Nobody says, I can't wait until popcorn season starts up again.
So what'd you guys sell?
Popcorn. Just ass. Buttered fucking popcorn. No. That's it.
So when you weren't selling popcorn, you were selling what?
Ass.
Exactly. And then they kicked, you know, all of the gay people out. So, you know, that cuts it. And
so
surprisingly,
no more, like, sewing badges and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, all the theater badges
cooking
are
badges.
Gone.
The badges are all fucking lopsided.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a badge for piracy, like music piracy, anti-music piracy badge?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Like,
and how do you get that badge?
By not downloading music illegally, I guess.
Oh, I'm into that. Oh, wow, I got a badge for not doing something.
Is there a no masturbation badge?
Or airplane ejaculation badge?
We should have adult scouts. We make up a whole bunch of badges. I got the drinking badge.
Yeah.
I got the fighting badge.
We do have a drinking team.
We
OC
do
Roller
have
Girls.
An OC Roller Girls drinking team.
What is
oh, really?
The drinking team?
Well, B-Train is the captain of our drinking team. And we just like to get...
competitions.
Yeah, we do bar crawls and...
On skates?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm.
That's
on skates.
Cool.
Flip cup tournaments.
Beer
just,
pong.
It's just an excuse for us to go drink. And we promote all the time when we're out drinking, too. So it's
we
a lot of fun.
We promote drinking. We go to AA meetings. It's promote.
Wonderful.
But maybe we should give away badges for, like, derby badges. We
should.
That would be pretty kick-ass.
Got your stopping badge, your hitting badge. I should have little
I took,
notches.
I trip dirty badge.
How many times have you been kicked out of games?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you guys should have baseball cards. But without,
that's what I think.
Yeah,
without
except
baseball.
Without having to play baseball?
Yeah, exactly.
With stats.
I'm all damn.
Becky scored four
just to
points.
Get this card.
All season.
Trixie sucks and got kicked out of a game. Oh.
Why am I playing roller derby with a glove on? Can you imagine you're just skating around the track with a bat? It's on!
Talk about that moment of terror. That's like, holy shit.
I got
shit.
My Louisville slugger. I'm getting my badge! That'd be awesome.
Good times.
That would be awesome.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think we're, we've tapped it out. We're all tapped out now.
We'll call the jam on this one. All right, so we want to thank Outside Residential for the music, which we just learned during the moment of silence that Recky has a huge crush on the person because we all grew up together. People don't know this. Me and Recky and Outside Residential, the musician, we all grew up together and went to the same school in Centerville, Ohio. Recky knew him and loves him, and she wants to have his babies.
I don't do babies, but
ejaculation's okay.
In my hair. It's a good time.
You didn't let me finish his baby sauce.
Nice.
So you can check out Outside Residential, www.myspace.com/outsideresidential, and the Saturdays... at www.myspace.com/thesaturdaysaredead. You can check out our website, www.theruckus.wordpress.com, and the Roller Girls are at www.ocrollergirls.com. So until next time,
go start Ruckus.
na 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 na. Like that?
We did everything in bass.
Just like that.
Oh, dude, let me look out the window. I'm so nervous.
That he knew that he could just
I'd call him out. If I saw some dude beating off on a plane, I'd call him out.
Oh, his shit would be on. I'd be like, excuse me.
I'd be like,
is
dude,
that penis?
I'd fully be like, are you beating off? And like, call attention to it. Yeah,
you know what? Dude. That's why that doesn't happen to us.
I grew up in the dirt, though. Yeah, so I'm used to people jacking off.
They know. They're like, don't try her because she's a bitch.
They can tell. They can protect him from a non-victim.
Yeah.
Because really, would you turn and be like, oh no, it's in my hair?
Oh, it would be on. Seriously?
No.
I would
be.
Wouldn't it be bad if she just kind of looked over and then, like,
boom? And then, of course, the stewardesses, you know, now they don't even come over. I mean, yeah, it's no service. Yeah. Did you want a Coke? No, this guy just fucking did. I had a wet nap.
I didn't get my cum guard when I got on the plane.
Can I get extra penis?
Yeah. And can I get a Sprite when you come back?
Yeah,
thanks.
Seriously.
I almost want somebody to try something like that. Could you imagine the scene you could make?
His ass. That'd be kind of fun. Be scary. Yeah. And then
I can do that when we fly home from Sacramento.
You can get away with doing anything on the plane after that. You'd be like, I want free mini bottles. I want drink. I mean, this dude just jizzed in my fucking hair. Like, no one's going to go, oh, calm
bring
down.
Bring me
like,
the
no
mini bottle deal. Bar.
Yeah. I'd just be like, this plane ride better be free. Put me in first class where they don't jizz. Well, that's disgusting.
It's bad.
I mean, there's people literally packed in like sardines on a plane.
Well, that's probably why. Because you don't have a lot of room, so it's not like darn.
It's not like it's like little
if the tray, the tray table's down. He's all
got a little blanket.
She's like, I heard some knocking.
He couldn't have the tray table down because how did he shoot it in her hair?
And those seats are high back. Like the seat is high. Like you'd have to stand up.
No,
and like,
no, he was next door, honey. He wasn't shooting it over.
That would be way more fun.
Yeah, that'd be rad.
She was actually the
blonde.
Front of the plane.
He's
he was in
3B. She's in 1A.
Oh, I was picturing it like from behind through the crack of the seat.
That'd be rad. That's, you know what? He should be commended. If you could shoot it through a crack of a seat. Yeah.
That way it's barely a crime.
Yeah,
because
that's... They're like, that took skills.
I mean, you gotta give it up. Oh, jizz in my hair, but... Dude, you're like five aisles down. Nice!
And here's your badge.
Yeah, it's like, realistically, what do? You go into the bathroom, now you're all, like, trying to get the water. And you're
oh,
like,
my God, but,
ew.
Like, honestly, you wouldn't want to touch it, right?
That's
you'd be like,
germy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a germaphobe.
No, how would you get it out? Yeah. You wet nap?
You'd have to use soap.
If you go to the bathroom and just...
Yeah,
would,
but in the bathroom, you
chick,
know how those...
Oh,
hair.
Yeah.
I'd like, leave it in until I shower.
It's gone. Yeah.
You give it to CSI.
You got that Perel stuff, you're like,
I think I'd throw up some random dude jizz in my hair.
Or you just go with it. What? That's it? That's all you got? It's nothing. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Was that there this morning?
My brain blows it out way more than that. Your